And in a down economy, one other thing, I always want to be a messenger of hope, my family having been at this for so long. Keep your chins up out there. My dad always said that during down economies, his practice always had more meaning. People need to work in a bad economy. In fact, sometimes they're working harder and longer. And one of the biggest fears a person has is if I become non-productive due to an injury, that I'm going to lose my job to the 20, 30 people that are waiting in line to take it from me who don't have a job. So people are willing, and in fact more so these days in a down economy, to engage really good practitioners that can get them through an injury and get them functional very quickly and perhaps mitigate any time loss or any of that stuff that would make them vulnerable. So,
you know, Jeff, I agree. I think this is one of the very best times to be in the business of chiropractic. If you look back at history, every period of recession is the time when smart folks get rich.
Yeah, I agree. And, I remember my dad, he ended up buying a new airplane every time the economy was bad. And I remember when he was older asking him about that, and he gave me that little speech about how the down economies always made his practice more relevant.
The key thing is, though, is you've got to show patients a reason why you are different. And that's what it's all about. They're absolutely willing to make the expenditure, but you've got to show them how you're different. And I love what you've done with the program, and also what it means to chiropractors. It's very significant that they can have a science-based modality that is based on integrity and has an incredible support system behind it to count on to be a key differentiating factor for their practices.